This lesson is called The Divine Promise, Part 13. The moment you believe on the Lord, you have three promises. Number one, you have everlasting life. Number two, you will not come into condemnation in the future. Number three, you have instantaneously passed from death unto life. It reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." The moment you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have eternal life, and you will live. John 5, 8 and 9, Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. In verse 9, he said, immediately the man was made whole. The Lord is teaching us that salvation is not a process, but it is an event that takes place in one point in time, and it is instantaneous. John 6:37 reads, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Verse 44, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." 47, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." That's past tense. "I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath everlasting life." Actually, it says eternal life. "And I will raise him up at the last day." People who disagree with eternal salvation are preaching another gospel. 1 John 1, 2, "Jesus is the truth, and the word was God." John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Verse 2, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." The truth will always be in us, and God will always be with us. Matthew 28:20, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So we see that the Lord will be with us all the way to the end and all throughout all eternity. We must remember that God is just and holy and demands perfection. If we could lose our salvation, then everyone, well, would lose it, because we cannot be perfect within ourselves. So that is why Jesus has perfected us. In Hebrews 10, verse 13, "For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." He perfected us forever. We don't perfect ourselves. James 2:10, it says, "If we fail in one point, then we are guilty of all." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So sin is hamartia, meaning missing the mark, by a hair breadth off. God's love and grace cleanses us from all sin. Hebrews 13:5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Unbelievers are not his sheep. If you don't believe, you're not his sheep. My sheep hear my voice and they follow. Following him is a one-time event. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. To jump out of God's hands, you would have to be more powerful than God. The Lord Jesus said unto Martha, your brother will rise again. She said, I know that he will rise again at the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, even though you die, you shall live again. The moment you live, or leave the body, rather, you go to heaven. You're in the presence of God. Demons believe, but they are not alive. They are disembodied spirits. Eternal life is not given to demons. He is talking about those who are living here in their body. But once you leave the body, you are with the Lord forever. John 17:3. The only true God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, in 1 Timothy 4:10, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, for all those who believe, 1 John 5:20, who the real Jesus is, the Holy Spirit teaches you eternal life through the Lord Jesus and him alone. That's what the Holy Spirit will teach you. The saved understand who God is. The world knows not God. The world does not recognize who God is in his love and that Jesus died for all those who believe. 1 John 5:20. The Holy Spirit gives us an understanding of eternal life. If it's not eternal life, it is not the true God. God gives us a clear understanding about eternal security. 2 Timothy 2:7. The Lord gives us understanding in all things, 1 Timothy 4:8, promise of the life that now is and eternal life to come. If you renounce your faith and you lose your salvation, then that is not the true gospel, because the true gospel is once you're saved, you are always saved. Some people stop believing, but God is faithful no matter what. In Lamentation, it says, his compassions fail not. Our salvation is based on the faithfulness of God. In Psalms, it talks about the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Salvation is based on God keeping us. In 1 Corinthians 1:8-9, God is faithful to preserve us blameless. 2 Timothy 2, we have an example of those who have lost their faith. But it says if we deny him, he denies us rewards. But if we are not faithful, he will still be faithful. We may lose some rewards, but not our salvation. That's where people get mixed up. Romans 3:3-4. What if some did not believe? Will it make salvation of none effect? The faith of God continues on. Can our unbelief make the faith of God of none effect? And he said, God forbid. There is nothing on this planet that can separate us from the love of God. But not even Satan himself can separate us from the love of God. Not even things to come. We are secure in our salvation. Salvation is completely by grace. God's grace covers our sin or our period of backsliding. Ephesians 2:4-5, the Lord loved us before we were still in sin. While we were still in sin, he loved us. When people are saved, they are already positioned to go to heaven. For by grace are you saved, and not works that any man can boast of. Anything that opposes this makes salvation based on man and his human effort. John 19:29, Jesus said, it is finished. Salvation was provided for us before we were even born. Titus 1:2, God that can't lie promised us eternal life before the world began. According to his mercy, we have a living hope. We have eternal life through his grace and It even says that we live by the faith of the Son of God, not even our faith. No man cometh unto the Father except the Father draws him. He chose some before the foundation of the world, and he will find them here and draw them back into the sheepfold, and he will preserve them blameless. He will keep them to the end, all the way to redemption, and bring them into the glory of their inheritance. That is a living hope. That is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other gospel. If someone preaches another gospel that you can lose your salvation, let him be accursed, the Bible says. And in that same verse, it says, let him be accursed twice. People are under a curse that don't believe the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the blood of the Lord is sufficient to save us to the end, no matter what. It's a one-time event, not a process. Now, we grow in grace and knowledge. We grow, and the fruits of the Spirit come forth. We produce love, joy, peace, mercy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, patience, all these beautiful fruits of the Spirit. That is of God too. And if we backslide or we stray away, then he has a rod and he corrects us. But he will not lose us. Even if he has to lay some stripes upon us, we will be back in his fold and he will keep us to the end. Some people grow very old and senile, and their minds are not like they used to be, and their faith is not as new as it used to be. They're not as excited as they used to be. They're full of aches and pains because of old age. You think they're going to lose their salvation? Even if you talk to them about the Lord and they just can't remember anything, their mind has deteriorated to that point. You think they lost their salvation? No. That's why it's an eternal salvation, because he knows that the body is diminishing and perishing every day. So it's a living hope. The true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is eternal security, that you will never lose your salvation.